Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Tuesday morning. Get ready. NLFB's 50th festival starts July 7th. Started in 1972, Sudbury's Northern Lights Festival Boreal will hold its landmark 50th anniversary edition this week, July 7 to 10. The festival helped birth a vibrant and diverse Northern arts scene, one that has in turn supported the endurance and evolution of the prized tradition. What's it all about? It's a multi-generational musical party, featuring a stage devoted to family music, as well as intimate after-hours concerts. It features big stage headline concerts, as well as one-of-a-kind, workshop, performances where different artists are grouped together on stage. Expect 6 stages, venues, 4 days, roughly 100 shows, many vibes and many styles. Festival headliners include Alabama soul rock psych heroes St. Paul and the Broken Bones, Canadian indie rock supergroup The New Pornographers, Grammy-winning folk, pop icon Judy Collins, as well as West African guitar virtuoso Bombino. The full schedule, lineup, tickets and info can be found at nlfb.ca. Read the full story here. Police clock driver at nearly 100 km per hour over the limit on LaSalle. Greater Sudbury police have laid stunt driving charges after a clocking a car on LaSalle Boulevard on July 3 at nearly 100 km per hour over the posted limit. In an early morning tweet today, GSPS said an officer on patrol caught a vehicle on his radar traveling along the new Sudbury thoroughfare at 143 km per hour. LaSalle has a posted limit of 50 km per hour. The driver was hit with a stunt driving charge, which included a 30-day license suspension and the impounding of the vehicle for 14 days. Fines for stunt driving can range from a low of $2,000 to a high of $10,000, as well as accumulating 6 demerit points. Police talk man down off Elgin Street roof. Greater Sudbury police talked a man in severe emotional distress off the roof of several shops on Elgin Street yesterday morning. On July 4, Greater Sudbury police advised of a heavy police presence on the street in downtown Sudbury. Officers are on scene on Elgin Street in relation to a man in emotional distress, GSPS spokesperson Caitlin Dunn told Sudbury.com. Officers have set up a perimeter and community members are asked to remain away from the area in order to allow officers to focus on de-escalating the situation. After about 2 hours, police were able to talk the man off the roof and he was transported to hospital. GSPS charged 15-year-old for stealing car, fleeing arrest. A 15-year-old Sudbury resident is facing numerous charges, including car theft and resisting arrest, after Greater Sudbury police said the teen stole a car and fled from police in the early morning hours of July 2. But a person police said was also involved in the incident has so far evaded capture. GSPS reported that before 5 a.m. on Saturday, an officer was in the area of Valley View Road in Valcarren when he attempted to conduct a traffic stop on a dark gray 2015 Dodge Challenger. The driver, however, had other ideas, ignoring the cruiser's flashing lights and fleeing at a high rate of speed west on Valley View Road. Additional officers were called in to search for the vehicle, which was eventually located abandoned in a ditch. The officers also noticed two individuals hiding in a wooded area nearby, GSPS reported. As the officers approached the two individuals, they took off running through the bush. A short foot chase resulted in one of the two being taken into custody, but the other individual fled further into the bush and eluded capture. When the officers ran the vehicle through a database, it was determined that the vehicle had been stolen from an address on Arnold Street in Greater Sudbury. Read the full story here. Police still searching for accused in Shigionda murder. The Ontario Provincial Police continue to search for the man they believe is responsible for a June 24 murder in the Manitoulin Island First Nation community. At approximately 11:45 p.m. on June 24, the United Chiefs and Councils of Manitoulin Anishinaabe Police received a complaint regarding weapons at Wingush Meekin, Shigionda First Nation. When police arrived at the scene, they found 32-year-old Cheyenne Malcolm Roy of Shigionda First Nation had sustained life-threatening gunshot injuries. Roy was transported to a local hospital, where they died on June 27. Police continue to try to locate the man they allege is responsible for the shooting, a 20-year-old Hamilton man. He is described as dark-skinned, between 5'8 and 5'10 with a slim build and long dreadlocks. The man is known to frequent the Hamilton and Greater Toronto areas. Last week, additional charges were also laid as a result of the incident. On June 30, OPP announced charges against two other people in relation to the fatal shooting. A 55-year-old from northeastern Manitoulin and the Islands and a 25-year-old from Whitefish River First Nation have been charged with accessory after the fact to murder and obstruction of a peace officer and have been remanded in custody until their scheduled court appearances on July 20. Canadian Airlines, Airports top global list of delays. Canadian Airlines and Airports claim top spots in flight delays over the July long weekend, notching more than nearly any other around the world. Air Canada ranked number one in delays on Saturday and Sunday that affected 700-plus trips in total, or about two-thirds of its flights, according to tracking service FlightAware. WestJet and budget subsidiary Swoop placed third and fourth for delays on Saturday. Toronto's Pearson Airport claimed the number two spot Sunday below China's Guangzhou Airport, while Montreal placed sixth, with both seeing a higher portion of late takeoffs than London and Amsterdam's main airports. Air Canada said last week it will cut more than 15% of its summer schedule, nearly 10,000 flights in July and August, as the country's aviation network sags under an overwhelming travel resurgence. Kicking off peak travel season, the Canada Day long weekend saw scenes of long lines and luggage labyrinths flood social media as airports across the globe grappled with overflowing terminals following 2 years of pent-up demand. Cloudy with a risk of thunderstorm today. Expect a humid day with a high of 21 under cloudy skies. A few showers are expected in the morning, with a 40% chance of showers for the rest of the day. There is a risk of a thunderstorm early this morning. The humidity will make it feel like 26. The UV index today is 4, or moderate. Tonight, the skies will clear and the temperature will dip to 13.